Fill up sample PLF user and create today's date is 02/26/2024. Dictation is 4. Veronica Pago. Pago spells P-A-G-E-L. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09/27/1970. This is a 53-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Veronica has a history of depression, chronic pain, severe inflammatory arthritis, diabetes. Is there for follow-up for these conditions? The medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints, period. Patient indicated she will have blood drawn on her next visit, as she has had done in December. In December of 2023, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure 135/84. Pulse 97. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. None distended. No guarding. Period. Neck. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions. Lacerations. Macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper or lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well, with no ontologic gait, period, next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is severe inflammatory arthritis, chronic, assessment number 2, diabetes, poor control, number 3, medication refill, number 4, depression, number 5, chronic pain, period, next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Lisinopril. Please include hypertension in her diagnosis also. Medication number 1, refill for lisinopril. 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication. Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Please include in her diagnosis seasonal allergies. Next paragraph, next medication, simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO, QHS, 90 days. Please include hypercholesterolemia in her diagnosis. Simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO, QHS, 90 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO daily for 90, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. Please include vitamin D deficiency in our diagnosis. Next paragraph, Cymbalta. Next medication, Cymbalta, 60 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days, number 660. Next medication, Celebrex, 200 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, Metformin, 1,000 milligrams. She would take 2 PO BID for 9 days, number 360. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. End of dictation.